This is Redu Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Government forms high-level political dialogue committee and permits carrying 200 and 500 denomination INR notes within limit. Election Commission steps up preparations as 79 days remain for election. 14 parties skip proportional representation. Delegates cast vote today to elect new CPN-UML leadership at 11th National Congress in Kathmandu. And U.S. President Donald Trump sues British public service broadcaster for defamation over Panorama speech edit. Now, the news in detail. The government has formed a high-level political dialogue committee to hold talks with political parties and other stakeholders. According to the Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Jagadish Kharel, a cabinet meeting held yesterday decided to form the committee under the leadership of Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Anil Kumar Sinha. The committee also includes Communications Minister Kharel and the Prime Minister's Chief Political Advisor, Ajay Bhadra Khanal, as members. The committee is expected to facilitate dialogue on key political issues. Meanwhile, the cabinet has also decided to allow Nepali and Indian citizens to carry Indian currency notes of rupees 200 and 500 denominations up to a limit of 25,000 Indian rupees. The decision allows individuals to bring such currency into Nepal and take it to India. Government spokesperson Communications Minister Kharel informed that the provision applies only to Indian currency notes issued after November 9, 2016. He added that the decision aims to ease travel and cross-border transactions while maintaining regulatory oversight. President Ramchandra Pawdil has called on all concerned sides to commit themselves to nation-building by honouring the mandate given by the people. Addressing a program to mark the 31st Kathmandu Metropolitan City Day in Kathmandu yesterday, the President said political leadership has a collective responsibility to respond to present needs and hand over a prosperous nation to future generations, emphasizing that politics should be viewed as a noble form of social service rather than a profession or business, a sentiment also reflected in recent youth movements. The President lauded Kathmandu Metropolitan City for its innovative achievements in urban management and economic, social and physical development. Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire and National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal were present at the program. On the occasion, the President honoured individuals for outstanding contributions in various fields, while the Vice President awarded high-performing local representatives. Speaking at the same event, Kathmandu Metropolitan City Mayor Balendra Shah said the city has focused on minimising operating cost while improving service quality. With 79 days remaining for the House of Representatives election, the Election Commission has intensified preparations for the polls. As the country prepares for the House election, scheduled for March 5, 2026, not all political parties are taking part in both components of the country's mixed electoral system. According to the Election Commission, 14 political parties have decided to contest only the direct constituency-based election and will not participate in the proportional representation system. As in the past elections, voters will cast ballots using two separate ballot papers, one for the direct election and one for the proportional representation. Election Commission data shows that 100 political parties have registered to take part in the proportional representation system with 93 election symbols allocated to them. In comparison, 114 political parties have registered to contest the direct election. Of these, 102 parties, along with 12 others, have registered by adopting a single election symbol in line with existing regulations. Meanwhile, the Commission has also authorized 31 organizations to observe the March 5 election. According to the Commission, permission has been granted to 27 national and 4 international organizations to monitor the upcoming polls. Nepal Rashtra Bank and International Finance Corporation have signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen climate finance in Nepal. The MOU was signed at a program held at the Central Bank by Executive Director Dayaram Sharma Pangeni and IFC's Manager for Country Advisory and Economics in South Asia, Gregory Smith. Under the agreement, the IFC will provide technical support to Nepal Rashtra Bank for the development of climate finance. According to the Central Bank, the partnership will focus on preparing a climate finance strategy along with a roadmap and a phased framework for its implementation. The program aims to help mobilize financial resources for climate adaptation by addressing climate-related financial risk in Nepal and is scheduled to be implemented by September 2028. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel has stressed the need to modernize Nepal's postal service and make it more commercial and competitive. While inspecting the General Post Office at Dilli Bazar in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Kharel said postal services must be upgraded in line with the country's changing context. Meanwhile, at the same event, Ministry Secretary Radhika Arial said efforts are underway for policy and structural reforms to implement the smart post office concept and added that the current fiscal year has allocated funds to transform at least 50 postal offices across the country into smart post offices. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Delegates are casting their votes today to elect the new leadership of the CPN-UML during the party's 11th National Congress in Kathmandu. The Central Election Commission has scheduled polling from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the closed session venue in Drukuti Mandap. Current party chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli and senior vice chairperson Ishwar Pokharel are contesting the top post, each leading a panel. Elections are also being held for other key leadership positions. More than 1,000 aspirants have also filed to become central members representing various regions across the country. A total of 2,263 delegates are participating in the convention. The Department of Archaeology has informed that a total of 198 archaeological artifacts stolen from Nepal so far have been returned from abroad. Archaeological officer Sarita Suvedi said the artifacts were brought back through coordinated efforts involving the department, national and international heritage activists, the Nepali diaspora, and the organizations working in heritage conservation based in the United States and European countries. Suvedi explained that the artifacts were returned in line with international law, which requires that cultural heritage found in another country be repatriated through established legal procedures. According to the department, the country where the artifacts are located, whether in museums, auction houses, or private collections, generally bears the cost of shipping them back to Nepal. The International Cricket Council has congratulated the Cricket Association of Nepal on the successful completion of the second edition of the Nepal Premier League. In a letter to CAN Chair Chatur Bahadur Chand, ICC Chair Jay Shah praised the organization of the tournament and expressed confidence that the Nepali cricket would reach new heights and said NPL would help produce new players and strengthen Nepal's presence at the international level. Meanwhile, Nepal suffered a 7-wicket defeat against Bangladesh in the ongoing ACC Under-19 Asia Cup in Dubai, UAE. Nepal, invited to bat first after losing the toss, was all out for 130 runs in 31.1 overs. Chasing the target, Bangladesh reached 121 runs for the loss of 3 wickets in 24.5 overs. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has filed a defamation lawsuit against the British public service broadcaster BBC over an edit for his 6 January 2021 speech in a Panorama documentary. According to court documents filed in Florida, Trump has requested billions of dollars in damages. The BBC apologized to Trump in November but rejected his demands for compensation and disagreed there was any bias. There was any basis for a defamation claim. Trump's legal team accused the BBC of defaming him by intentionally, maliciously, and deceptively doctoring his speech. The BBC has not yet responded to the lawsuit being filed. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in the Himalayan region of Koshi province, while the remaining areas are likely to remain mainly fair today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly winds across the country at present. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government forms high-level political dialogue committee and permits carrying 200 and 500 denomination INR notes within limit. Election Commission steps up preparations as 79 days remain for election, 14 parties skip proportional representation. Delegates cast votes today to elect new CPN-UML leadership at 11th National Congress in Kathmandu. And U.S. President Donald Trump sues British public service broadcaster for defamation over Panorama speech edit. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.